The news is read now by Kate Carolyn.
The handling by the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin of the selection of the party's presidential candidate Jim Gavin was heavily criticised at a party meeting in Leinster House last night. The meeting lasted 5 hours, during which several TDs and senators expressed frustration at the process and accused Deputy Martin of sidelining the parliamentary party. Our political correspondent Micheál Lahan reports.
This meeting was, at certain moments, a tetchy and even nasty affair, as Fianna Fáil met to consider the review of its botched presidential campaign. It was shock expressed that Jim Gavin was nominated without any polling data, and the fact that the party leader's imprimatur was given after he had just a single meeting with Mr. Gavin. A revelation by the Irish Independent of a historic dispute with a tenant ultimately derailed the Gavin campaign. The review found that he was asked about a possible problem on 5 occasions, but had no recollection until he checked his records on October 4th. The review says that this was despite advice from the party that any disgruntled tenant would almost certainly raise their grievance publicly. The campaign will cost Fianna Fáil up to €400,000, possibly, the review found. It all leaves Micheál Martin politically wounded, with senior figures from the party's centre ground warning that he is now walking on very thin ice.
In Australia, a 24-year-old man has been charged with 59 offences over the Bondi Beach attack, including 15 counts of murder. The first funeral for victims has taken place. Rabbi Eli Schlanger was one of 15 people killed at the Jewish Hanukkah celebration. Members of the Oireachtas Health Committee will be updated on maternity service at Port Iuncula University Hospital in Ballinasloe in County Galway at their meeting this morning. High-risk pregnancies have been moved to other hospitals because of concerns about maternity care. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers reports.
Port Iuncula University Hospital serves a wide area, East Galway, West Meath, North Tipperary, Roscommon and Offaly, and was managing around 1,300 births a year. But since the end of October, it has no longer been taking bookings from women in higher risk categories, and these cases are going to Galway University Hospital or elsewhere. It follows a series of care concerns. The HSC Chief Bernard Gloucester will tell the Joint Committee on Health today that the care provided to 12 women and their infants at Port Iuncula have been reviewed or are currently under review. 7 complete reviews have been shared with the families. 5 reviews are still in progress and due to be completed by next March. Figures show that new bookings for pregnant women at Port Iuncula for the year are down 18% compared with last year.
A report today says that Ireland's total energy-related emissions have fallen by 16% since 2018 to the lowest level in more than 30 years. The report was carried out by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, which says that despite this reduction, Ireland has not broken the link between economic growth and the use of fossil fuels. The authority says that Ireland needs to double down on decarbonisation, especially in transport, which is still 93% powered by fossil fuels. A search for Columba McVeigh, one of the so-called disappeared, has ended without success. He was 19 years old when he was abducted, murdered and secretly buried by the IRA in 1975. Our northeast correspondent, Laura Hogan.
This was the 7th search on Bragan Bog in County Monaghan for the remains of Columba McVeigh since 1999. It began in August this year, following an analysis of the bog, which identified an area that hadn't yet been searched. Columba McVeigh, a 19-year-old from Dunnockmore in Tyrone, was abducted, murdered and secretly buried by the IRA 50 years ago. The Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains has now confirmed the search has concluded without locating his remains and that the McVeigh family has been informed. Lead investigator Eamon Henry described the development as devastating news for the family and he said everyone involved in the search was bitterly disappointed. He said 26 acres of the bog had been searched and that the ICLVR remains committed to finding Columba McVeigh. He renewed the appeal for anyone with information about any of the 4 remaining disappeared cases to contact the investigation team.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be cloudy and wet this morning. There'll be rain in Leinster and Munster this afternoon and scattered showers elsewhere. Today will be blustery with highest temperatures ranging from 10 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 at times until this afternoon on all coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.